I know you're going to do it, traders. You're going to play options during earnings season, and you're going to blow up your account, but you might as well be educated if you're going to gamble. So inside this video, I'm giving you my best earnings options strategy, as well as at the end of the video, if you stay to it, I'm going to tell you my favorite play I entered with my trading group today. And let's get started. Let's not waste your time. As you can see right here, back in my heyday, I was first place in Webull's paper trading competition, and this was during earning season. So I was using stock and playing it correctly. I was able to get first place, head to the finals, get fifth place, and got a bunch of money, got a trip to Hawaii from this. It was incredible. So I do know what I'm doing. I was able to be profitable during this time, but playing options is super risky. And I really want to point that out. I know zero people, can't even count them on my hand, that are profitable earnings options players. It's not a thing. Most people will buy an option, hold it through earnings, and say, never doing that again. That was dumb. I don't know anyone that does the opposite. Buys an option, 10x's their money, and they're like, let's go again. Let's keep doing it. And then 6 months later, they're still doing it. Not the case. You can get lucky for 2 times, maybe 3, and then boom, you're done as a trader. So let's show you my strategy. Let's show you my favorite pick for the week, me personally. And let's show you why options during earnings is risky. So this guy right here, $15,000 in Tesla, YOLO calls. Congratulations, sir. You are currently down 50%. But hey, obviously Tesla didn't go up today. You should have made money with puts. Not the case. Puts are down 35%. This is the only day where you can lose money on calls and puts dramatically. Almost 50% losses on both. So a straddle wouldn't have even worked. So if you're playing options during earnings, it's an uphill battle. You have to be correct because these options are inflated. Let me show you one example here, Amazon. The options are $7,633, and that's for the call, and it puts the same thing. The price didn't move, is only add them together. So that's $150. That's the price didn't move for Amazon is about 4 to 5% this week. So if it moves 4%, we start making money. We just needed to get over 3,700. That's when the calls start getting out of break even and start profiting. So you don't even just need to be correct. You need to be correct about a certain percentage move, which makes it very hard to make money during the season. Just last week alone, Amazon options were about $3,000. So you're paying double for the same exact product, the same exact leverage. Why? Why do you need to? Just wait till next week. We all know paying double for something is dumb. We don't get double the move. We don't get double the money because of this. For most parts, these options decay both at the same time and they're both losing money. It's much better to be an option seller during this time. So that's the downside. The IV drop, the price didn't move, and not getting the move. That's the worst thing that can happen. Moving on to the Tesla chart. I could have told you this yesterday. Tesla wasn't going anywhere. And I'll tell you how I know this. And this is one of the strategies I use to pick the right thing if I had to trade earnings. If you forced me to, kidnap me, put me in the back of your car, said, hey, Matt, you're trading earnings on my cell phone, or you know, I'm taking you to Iowa and you know, burying you in the cornfield somewhere. And if I had to do that, I wouldn't pick a chart like this because the moving averages are flat, the Bollinger Bands are squeezed, the possible move is nothing. And this is because we have no momentum in the stock. For about 6 months ago, the stock was at $640. It's still at $640. Stock hasn't moved. So what are you doing trying to squeeze something that has no momentum? So you see right here, this stock, we want to have something trending. This stock is completely flat, moving averages flat, Bollinger Bands flat, and they're squeezed. So I'd stay away from something like that. But if you're curious on the option flow today on Bread Alerts, we had a lot of calls on Tesla at the money, as you can see here, which is bullish. And the puts, honestly, were out of the money. We have some in the 600, 530 range. So on average, post earnings, we see Tesla, a lot of calls being bought. So it might have happened at the open, might have happened later today, but might be a bullish move later. So I always like to check out Bread Alerts because it shows me, you know, the options that I could be selling during earnings season. It shows me the options that could be paying 10, 15%. You could also get the stock at a discount if you like it. But this is something I just want to show. But now let's get into the strategy. So probably the main reason you're here is to figure out if I want to play earnings, Matt, what's the best way to do it. Honestly, don't recommend it, but if you're going to, here's the strategy I used to get first place in that Webull competition. Optionslam.com is the website I personally use. It shows the priced in move for the option. So as I showed you from Amazon, priced in move is about 4%. And every single option chain has the priced in move for that stock, which you could figure out if it's worth it to trade it. For me personally, I'm not gonna buy options on something that has a price and move of 5% because Amazon, you're just breaking even at that point. I want something around the 10 to 20% range. And just looking at the top results for today, we have the Cheesecake Factory, a 10% possible move. And in the past, it's moved 11 and 12%. So if I was gonna YOLO something, if it's moved 10% consistently, I could just buy stock and make 10%, but maybe buy options and make 100, who knows? We have BYD, you know, 2% last time, 17% the time before. It's priced in for 11%. If we scroll down, we got CRISPR. It was down 28% two earnings ago, 3.6% the previous one. It's poised to make a 12% move today. So those are the ones I'm looking at, the high movers. Then here's the next step. You just don't blindly buy because they're possible to move that much. The chart has to have momentum. So looking for the trend. We want to find something moving consistently for months or weeks or days because we know the earnings direction usually continues with it. It's very hard to reverse something even if the numbers are that good. It doesn't really reverse a bad stock. You know, it doesn't change the fundamentals of the company overnight. So we see here the Cheesecake Factory is chopping. We're coming down on this one and we're popping over the EMA cloud before earnings. This stock is down $4 after earnings. So we saw this one reverse this candle, but the trend was down for about, you know, from May to August. So we had a downtrend in this. If you played that trend, you could have nailed it. But I just want you to know trends pay the bills with earnings, and something that's flat, very hard to make money. Here's another one, Google. Google today, as you can see, is up $100. So it's up 5%. You need to get over a certain threshold to make money from an option on earnings. So I don't know if it did it yet, but you can see from the past, you know, earnings pop here, here, and we're popping on the third earnings here. Over here, we actually, I think we popped, honestly. So the last three earnings were huge gap ups for Google, and this one is the same. And you can see from the EMA cloud, we are trending up, trending up, trending up, trending up. So we already have a trend. It's just obvious that, you know, the earnings feed the trend, or the earnings are just the inherent trend that shows itself later. So we see that with earnings. So great company, super profitable, always gapping up on earnings and then trading sideways. Let's move on. CRISPR currently coming down this week. Great trend. Overall, it's a flat setup, but if we continue lower on earnings, it wouldn't surprise me. The last 5 weeks have been selling. Even if we pop, I don't think it's going to pop that much. Who knows? CRISPR was today as well. You can check it out. And so step number three, I wanted to surprise you with that, but I lost the surprise factor. You find the trend. You pick something that has momentum, maybe a possible baked-in move of 10 to 20%, and then you let your money on fire because it's earnings season. Who knows what's going to happen? You're just playing with money. You really don't mind losing. Like, this is money you really don't care about. You might as well either be letting it on fire or buying options during earnings season. So again, I did promise you guys my favorite play for today as we charted with the group for 2 hours. And this is it. You know, I entered puts personally, full disclosure. This is Farfetch FTCH. And we are looking for the drop once we get through 45.50. This is a downward trend. We have a triangle heading towards the apex. EMA clouds are red. We're making lower highs consistently. We're making equal lows consistently. So this is our third touch, 1, 2, 3. Usually on the third touch, we break down, baby. So if this happens, we're looking for 100% possible potential options at plenty of time on it. I can't sell you enough on this one. And I don't want to, honestly. I'm just teaching the setup. If I make money, that's fine. If I lose money, that's fine too. At the end of the day, I'm going to work my butt off to become profitable and to put money in my bank account. So this week alone, as I showed you, you know, I was able to lock in $2,000 on Riot, and I was scalping coin yesterday for $2,000. So money, profits in the bank account. I don't mind losing. I held some positions overnight, got burned on that, but there are small contracts and they didn't affect the overall profitability on my week. So I've been calling out fire plays, guys. I'm here to make you better. I'm here to show you the skill, but if you're expecting easy wins, it's not gonna happen. The market is a beast, but at the end of the day, it's all about taking profit and not holding too much exposure overnight. And that's exactly what options do. Options overnight have way too much exposure, especially during earnings season. So very risky, be careful doing it. And that's exactly how I did it back in the day with Webull. That's all I got today. If you guys wanna see the video yesterday, checking out the video to right of me. I'd love to have you in the group 7 days for free as well if you want that link below. Peace out, have a good day, traders.